going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Wednesday. It's time for Dirty Work. And this might, Natalia, be the last one of the year. So let's hope it's a good one. And who do we have on the line?
Hi, my name's Candace, and I'm from Virginia Beach.
All right, Candace from Virginia Beach. What can we do for you?
So I think I'm getting ghosted.
Really? During this time of the year? It's the holidays. Why do you think that?
Well, I met this guy on Tinder. We've been out on a few dates. We have a lot in common. I mean, he's even sent me flowers to my workplace. And before you ask, we have hooked up numerous times.
If you hooked up numerous times and sent flowers, when did this all go left?
Well, last weekend, we went and ate Mexican for lunch. Then we saw a movie, and he stayed the night at my house.
Okay, so I guess you two hooked up that night, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, but I knew I wasn't going to see him over the weekend, but he was going out of town to see the Dallas Cowboys play. He's a huge Cowboys fan.
Okay, hold on, girl. Candace, it's only Wednesday. Don't you think it's a little premature to say you're getting ghosted? I mean, he was out of town with his boys, football game, you know, drinks, all the things. And he's probably just trying to get back into the swing of things.
No, you don't understand. You know, we would text each other nonstop. Good morning, good night, updates on our days, DMs, like constant communication. I haven't heard a thing, even though I've reached out a few times to see how his trip was and if he got home safely.
Okay, so when was the last time you actually communicated with him back and forth?
Saturday night is the very last time we spoke.
Yeah, okay, I'm with her. I think something seems off, Natalia.
Okay, well, let me think here. Did anything happen the last night you were together before he went to Dallas? Was he acting, like, weird that night? Like, something had to have happened.
No, nothing I can think of. You know what? I did get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and I know this is TMI, but to be totally transparent here, the Mexican we had for lunch did not sit right with me. So I had to use the bathroom, but I made sure I used the downstairs bathroom, not the one right off the bedroom.
Oh, honey, if he's ghosting you because you went downstairs to use a bathroom because your stomach was kind of upset, he is just petty, so petty in my book.
Well, Natalia, it depends. Did she blow that damn bathroom up?
That's the only thing I can think of that was different about our night together.
Okay, well, listen, Candace, we'll call him, but I'm so determined. It can't be that. That's so minor. Like, that's nothing, but we'll figure it out. I forgot to ask, what's his name?
Micah.
Okay, Candace, we'll call. Let's play a song here. We'll call Micah and figure out, like, how he went from texting her all day long to just ghosting. So, Candace, I know you got to go, so just listen to the radio and we'll find out exactly what happened, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Micah. How are you?
Good, and you? Who is this exactly?
So, my name is Willie Maxwell, and I'm with Tinder.
Oh, okay. Great. What is up?
So, we recently noticed that you had a match with someone and potentially met up with them. And sometimes we like to do these little surveys so we can improve the app and our site. So, we just want to know, was the recent match a good match, and did you actually meet up with the person?
Yeah, it was a great match. We had a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, she was a lot of fun.
Okay, great. So would you say you're completely satisfied with the app Tinder?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and Micah, just one more question. Is a person you recently matched with someone you're still talking to, dating, or neither?
Well, are you talking about Candace, or are you talking about Beth?
Let me check. Our records are showing Candace.
You know, she is awesome. We had a lot of fun, but that's all I could say about that.
That's it. So it seems like it was an abrupt ending. Did something like happen on our end or her? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she was almost perfect.
Almost perfect. Well, that sounds super unfortunate. Man to man, me to you. What happened? Is it something she did, or is it just because you want to meet more women through Tinder?
Definitely, you know, I'm not using the app to troll a bunch of women. It is something she did, but it's not really her fault, though.
Okay, so was it really her fault? I'm following along here, but can you explain a little more?
This isn't going to go on her Tinder profile, is it? I mean, you're not going to let her know what I said, right?
No. This is completely confidential. You're good.
Okay. Well, it's kind of embarrassing, and I feel bad because it is shallow of me. So I guess she had an accident in bed with me.
An accident? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. You know, we went out and we ate Mexican food, watched a movie, went back to her place, and we hooked up. And I left Saturday afternoon to go to Dallas to see the Cowboys. And then when I landed, I had a phone call.
And that phone call was from who?
From my sister.
Okay. And your sister said what?
Well, my sister, she's a manager at a dry cleaning place in Virginia Beach. And I was, you know, telling her about Candace, and I even showed her a bunch of pictures because I was bragging. So Saturday morning, Candace took a comforter and some bed sheets and some other clothes to my sister's dry cleaning place to get them clean. And my sister wanted to let me know that Candace had a major accident in bed, and my sister thought I probably should have.
So she peed the bed overnight?
No. My sister, well, basically she said you should never trust a fart when you're sleeping.
Oh wow. Oh my God. So why didn't Candace just throw away all that stuff and get new one?
That's what I thought too. Why not just throw all that out and start new, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I get you're saying it's shallow, but I guess I see the reason why you don't want to keep dating her.
I know it is shallow, but I just can't get that image out of my head and see her differently. I just need a couple of days. I know it's dumb and accidents happen, but I don't know. I can't do it.
You know, and you're sure that this is the same girl?
Yeah, my sister even had her read me the address of this girl, and yes, it is Candace's address. Same match.
All right. Well, Micah, well, thanks so much for your time and feedback for the app, and man, listen, good luck in the dating world.
Sure, no problem. Hope I helped you out.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy, and no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's Wednesday. It's time for Dirty Work. And this might, Natalia, be the last one of the year. So let's hope it's a good one. And who do we have on the line?
Hi, my name's Candace, and I'm from Virginia Beach.
All right, Candace from Virginia Beach. What can we do for you?
So, I think I'm getting ghosted.
Really? During this time of the year? It's the holidays. Why do you think that?
Well, I met this guy on Tinder. We've been out on a few dates. We have a lot in common. I mean, he's even sent me flowers to my workplace. And before you ask, we have hooked up numerous times.
If you hooked up numerous times and sent flowers, when did this all go left?
Well, last weekend, we went and ate Mexican for lunch. Then we saw a movie, and he stayed the night at my house.
Okay. So I guess you two hooked up that night, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, but I knew I wasn't going to see him over the weekend, but he was going out of town to see the Dallas Cowboys play. He's a huge Cowboys fan.
Okay, hold on, girl. Candace, it's only Wednesday. Don't you think it's a little premature to say you're getting ghosted? I mean, he was out of town with his boys, football game, you know, drinks, all the things. And he's probably just trying to get back into the swing of things.
No, you don't understand. You know, we would text each other nonstop. Good morning, good night, updates on our days, DMs, like constant communication. I haven't heard a thing, even though I've reached out a few times to see how his trip was and if he got home safely.
Okay, so when was the last time you actually communicated with him back and forth?
Saturday night is the very last time we spoke.
Yeah, okay, I'm with her. I think something seems off, Natalia.
Okay, well, let me think here. Did anything happen the last night you were together before he went to Dallas? Was he acting, like, weird that night? Like, something had to have happened.
No, nothing I can think of. You know what? I did get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and I know this is TMI, but to be totally transparent here, the Mexican we had for lunch did not sit right with me. So I had to use the bathroom, but I made sure I used the downstairs bathroom, not the one right off the bedroom.
Oh, honey, if he's ghosting you because you went downstairs to use a bathroom because your stomach was kind of upset, he is just petty, so petty in my book.
Well, Natalia, it depends. Did she blow that damn bathroom up?
That's the only thing I can think of that was different about our night together.
Okay, well, listen, Candace, we'll call him, but I'm so determined. It can't be that. That's so minor. Like, that's nothing, but we'll figure it out. I forgot to ask, what's his name?
Micah.
Okay, Candace, let's play a song here. We'll call Micah and figure out, like, how he went from texting her all day long to just ghosting. So, Candace, I know you got to go, so just listen to the radio and we'll find out exactly what happened, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Micah. How are you?
Good, and you? Who is this exactly?
So, my name is Willie Maxwell, and I'm with Tinder.
Oh, okay. Great. What is up?
So, we recently noticed that you had a match with someone and potentially met up with them. And sometimes we like to do these little surveys so we can improve the app and our site. So, we just want to know, was the recent match a good match, and did you actually meet up with the person?
Yeah, it was a great match. We had a lot of fun. She was a lot of fun.
Okay, great. So would you say you're completely satisfied with the app Tinder?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and Micah, just one more question. Is a person you recently matched with someone you're still talking to, dating, or neither?
Well, are you talking about Candace, or are you talking about Beth?
Let me check. Our records are showing Candace.
You know, she is awesome. We had a lot of fun, but that's all I could say about that.
Hmm. That's it. So it seems like it was an abrupt ending. Did something like happen on our end or her? Like what happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she was almost perfect.
Almost perfect. Well, that sounds super unfortunate. Man to man, me to you. What happened? Is it something she did or is it just because you want to meet more women through Tinder?
Definitely, you know, I'm not using the app to troll a bunch of women. It is something she did, but it's not really her fault, though.
Okay, so was it really her fault? I'm following along here, but can you explain a little more?
This isn't going to go on her Tinder profile, is it? I mean, you're not going to let her know what I said, right?
No. This is completely confidential. You're good.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing, and I feel bad because it is shallow of me, so I guess she had an accident in bed with me.
An accident? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. You know, we went out and we ate Mexican food, watched a movie, went back to her place, and we hooked up. And I left Saturday afternoon to go to Dallas to see the Cowboys. And then when I landed, I had a phone call.
And that phone call was from who?
From my sister.
Okay. And your sister said what?
Well, my sister, she's a manager at a dry cleaning place in Virginia Beach. And I was, you know, telling her about Candace, and I even showed her a bunch of pictures because I was bragging. So Saturday morning, Candace took a comforter and some bed sheets and some other clothes to my sister's dry cleaning place to get them clean. And my sister wanted to let me know that Candace had a major accident in bed, and my sister thought I probably should have.
So she peed the bed overnight?
No. My sister, basically she said you should never trust a fart when you're sleeping.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. So why didn't Candace just throw away all that stuff and get new one?
That's what I thought too. Why not just throw all that out and start new, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I get you're saying it's shallow, but I guess I see the reason why you don't want to keep dating her.
I know it is shallow, but I just can't get that image out of my head and see her differently. I just need a couple of days. I know it's dumb and accidents happen, but I don't know. I can't do it.
You know, and you're sure that this is the same girl?
Yeah. My sister even had her read me the address of this girl, and yes, it is Candace's address. Same match.
All right. Well, Micah, well, thanks so much for your time and feedback for the app. And man, listen, good luck in the dating world.
Sure, no problem. Hope I helped you out.